Let's turn now to the other flashpoint in this developing story, Baghdad, where General Soleimani was killed. President Trump is threatening Iraq with severe sanctions after the country's parliament voted to end the presence of American troops in the country in response to Soleimani's assassination. NPR's Jane Arraf joins us from Baghdad. And Jane, does the vote yesterday actually mean that American troops will be forced to leave?
It could well mean that. Essentially, it's not legally binding, but what it does is it directs the government to start the proceedings. And since the prime minister, Adel Abdel Mahdi, who's outgoing but still prime minister, endorsed the recommendation that the American troops leave, it actually carries a lot of weight. And in fact, he said he was starting the legal proceedings to make it happen.
Let's step back a little bit and talk about why the troops are there, which is really to help the Iraqis fight ISIS. The U.S. is now pulling back from that mission. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So Americans, as you know, came in to topple Saddam Hussein, and that was 16 years ago. Then they went through a long period of fighting an insurgency. Then there was Al-Qaeda. And then the status of forces agreement, this agreement that the U.S. has with other countries, a lot of different countries, such as Bahrain, for instance, that expired. So there wasn't this big agreement that could allow them to bring in all these troops. The U.S. didn't want it. Iraq didn't want it. It just became complicated. So they signed these new agreements, and basically the forces that are here at the invitation of the Iraqi government. And they have quite a strict mandate. Their limited mandate is to help Iraqis fight ISIS. It's not to watch over Iran. It's not to do anything else. It is to help train Iraqi forces and to support them with air support, surveillance, intelligence in fighting ISIS. So that's what they have been doing here until yesterday, when the Americans announced that because of these increased threats, they were suspending all of those operations to focus on force protection here.
Can we talk a little bit about these U.S. sanctions against Iraq? Has there been any response to that from the Iraqi government?
There has not been a formal response, but certainly they would be worrying. The U.S. gets a waiver to be able to import Iranian electricity, for instance. It still doesn't have enough electricity. That waiver runs out fairly shortly and would have to be renewed. And then, as you've seen, President Trump is also talking about charging Iraqis for use of the air base that they are on, which is actually an Iraqi base. But the thing is, this is very much a political decision, and the people who want the U.S. troops out are even more emboldened by the threat of sanctions. A lot of politicians are saying, basically, yeah, bring on the sanctions. That's certainly not the way Iraqis feel. Iraqis have been through sanctions, and they are devastating. So that's a worry as well.
Mm-hmm. Can you step back and tell us why General Soleimani was actually in Baghdad?
Yeah. So General Qasem Soleimani was a frequent visitor to Baghdad. He had come to Iraq in the previous month something like 7 times as the government was trying to regenerate and politicians were trying to pick a new prime minister. Iran has been very heavily involved both on the security front and the political front. The morning that he came and the morning he was killed, though, according to the Iraqi prime minister and according to what he told parliament yesterday, he said that Qasem Soleimani had arrived, and he had arrived with an Iranian response, a letter, that he was going to deliver to the Iraqi prime minister in response to a Saudi peace proposal. He portrayed it as a bid to basically diffuse regional tension, but he said before that could happen, before he could receive the letter or meet Soleimani, the airstrike happened.
Hmm. What are you watching for as this crisis continues?
Gosh, yeah, it's really a multi-layered crisis. So one of the things is the rise in sectarian tension. And you'll probably remember the horrible images and the horrible times during the civil war here when Sunnis were fighting Shia. Mm-hmm. All of that tension had de-escalated. You know, it hasn't really been a factor. And we've seen it with the protest movement of hundreds of thousands of young people going out in the streets and saying, we don't care what religion you are, we're all Iraqi. When Parliament voted on whether to kick out U.S. troops, it was almost exclusively Shia members of Parliament. Mm. The Kurds and the Sunnis, who were terrified of the U.S. leaving generally, stayed away. So there's that. There's the rise of ISIS. There's what happens to this protest movement that had made some headway in demanding a more efficient, less corrupt government that served Iraqi interests and not Iranian or other interests. And then the sanctions, of course. There are a lot of things people here are worried about.
That's NPR's Jane Arraf in Baghdad. Jane, thank you.
Thank you.